Old Problems, Real Solutions, was the underlying theme of this year's Black Economic Forum in New Orleans, where Black elected leaders discussed the challenges facing their communities and how those issues intersect with today's political landscape. Illinois' Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton moderated the discussion, joined by New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker and Ashley Itani, a senior advisor to Presidents Barack Obama and Joe Biden, as well as Vice President Kamala Harris. Booker acknowledged shortcomings within his own party, recalling that when he first entered the U.S. Senate, he was the chamber's only Black senator, even during the presidency of the nation's first Black president.
This is only a little over a decade ago. I was the only African American in the Senate, and I just looked around and I was stunned that it was the least diverse place I had ever worked. You had entire committees that had, well, frankly, angry I was, that we were a party in power, but we were not connecting it to expanding opportunity in the ways that we should have and could have. And immediately I went to work, from asking Chuck Schumer to force every Democratic senator to publish their diversity statistics of their staffs. He told me that he got pushback from Democratic senators because they were embarrassed that they had so little inclusion. But it should never be about us without us.
Lieutenant Governor Stratton says the Democratic Party has spent years disinvesting in Black communities and argues the party's priorities have not centered on investment in or by those communities. Former presidential advisor Ashley Itani says Black women have long been undervalued within the party. She warns that policies such as diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives are more vulnerable when the communities they are meant to support become disengaged from the political process.
Because if Target fails, that doesn't affect my life. I can go to Amazon. I can get my toilet paper anywhere. But when the Democratic Party fails, we're seeing 400,000 Black women out of a job. We're seeing record unemployment.
They say the answer is for underrepresented communities to organize, fight, and become more involved in politics. But they acknowledge that it's a difficult ask when many Black women feel shrugged off by both major political parties.
Very hard to commit ourselves to a party where we feel like we're being ignored. Lieutenant Governor, there's a recent poll that I was really shocked by. Two things I've been shocked by lately. One is a quote that I found in the Houston Chronicle where this Black woman said, "We give 92% to this party and we get nothing back in return." And I was shocked by that because that's the sort of the brunch talk. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we talk about in our living rooms, right? But to have that conversation now be out in public in this moment, I found is very poignant.
Senator Booker goes on to speak about his differences as a Black senator and how it makes him closer and more involved with the people he stands and represents for. He said living in a majority-minority working-class community is unusual for someone in his position. And when he hears the criticism about the lack of focus on Black and brown communities, he says there's a difference.
I walk my people outside when they come up to me on the streets and I say, wait a minute, let me point to you things in our neighborhood that have gotten changed because of resources we were able to fight to when we won office, we were able to get in the bill. But it has to be bigger than that because so many of us are seeing the trend lines not being changed. We are a people right now where the trend lines are still working against our community. I just stood with a brother talking about Black mental health. The suicide rate in America is now about flat in recent years. For Black men, it's up over 20%, with the leading cause of death for a certain segment of our young Black men. You can go through it at all. And so we who have inherited from our ancestors generations of labors to get us into these privileged positions and places where we never saw Black faces before, we have an obligation to begin to demand more, a bigger moral imagination for who we can be together.
While he says more work needs to be done, he believes that the country gets there by uplifting Black communities.
There has not been a point in American history where Black people, whether it's the labor movement, the suffrage movement, where we haven't been at the center of a fight. And when Black people win, America wins.
For KPFA, I'm Lily Owen, YouthWorks intern.